From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Today brought more evacuations from the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege. Evacuations began Thursday following an agreement between Russia and Turkey. Stephen Zunis is a regional analyst at the University of San Francisco.
The situation remains unclear, and it's really imperative that some kind of international observers are able to get there and to sort things out, or at least be witnesses, so that it might deter future atrocities and facilitate the evacuation of civilians.
At the UN Security Council, members are set to vote today to deploy UN observers to Aleppo. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
The text contains all of the elements for safe, secure, dignified evacuation, for humanitarian access into those who choose to remain in eastern Aleppo, and a real emphasis on protection, which is all of what has been missing in Syria throughout the life of this conflict.
Russia had threatened earlier to veto the measure, but further consultations produced an apparent compromise. Power said the draft allows UN Chief Ban Ki-moon to determine the size of the monitoring force. Jordanian security forces killed four gunmen in the popular southern tourist city of Karak after they killed 10 people, including a Canadian woman, two civilians, and seven policemen. Nearly 30 others were wounded, and there was no claim of responsibility. Jordan, widely seen as an oasis of stability in the volatile Middle East, is participating in the U.S. war against the Islamic State. This is VOA News.